As violence grows, so does concern in South Sudan. In the U.S., an unexpected group takes the lead in evangelism, and child sponsorships are turning the tide of poverty. Stay tuned to find out how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A dawn-to-dusk curfew isn't settling fears that South Sudan could fall apart. Violence is spreading. That's a cause for concern for Kids Alive International. Jed Hamoud says their work is in, a long ways from Juba, but...
With the airport closed, with banks closed, the only way to get between Juba and WOW is flying. There is no roads that take you there. We are concerned about our ministry being able to reach their bank, to get the funding they need to buy the food and the needs to take care of the children.
Even though nothing's happened yet,
the word gets around. They know there's conflict. When I talked to Francis, our national director in WOW, he said the situation is very tense.
Still, the kids are hearing another message.
We usually try to give the message of peace, love, reconciliation. We do all we can to teach the kids those biblical principles.
Next, you have a heart for helping Christian missions, but don't really know where to start. Open Doors USA is something that could help. Their annual World Watch list ranks the top 50 countries of Christian persecution, letting Christians know where the gospel is most opposed. On January 8th, Open Doors will be holding a press conference to release the 2014 list. Watch for the list and pray it will continue to bring awareness and positive action worldwide. This is Mission Network News. When looking at the big picture of missions, we often forget to consider all the little steps that make sharing the gospel possible. Bright Hope International is straining for resources with their education and food ministry in the slums of Kenya. C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope.
Honestly, it's the only meal the kids get each day. And so for them to show up at school and not have a meal would be devastating to the family and to the kids themselves and obviously the learning process.
We tend to think long-term improvement without considering immediate needs for these children to survive today. Food and education help Bright Hope to share the gospel.
The resources that people give from America, from Bright Hope, are there to encourage them in their faith, encourage them that they can overcome the poverty that they've been born into, and find a way out of that community.
Make an impact this season. Find their catalog at our website. Meanwhile, a Barna research study is revealing the truth about U.S. millennials, the generation born after 1980. Skeptics argue that millennials put social justice above their faith and are leaving the church in droves. But the study shows millennials are sharing Christ more than any other generation. Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Bye. A prior generation standards, they seem low-key, a little disengaged or disinterested, but when you actually watch their behavior, you begin to see the millennial generation is highly engaged with their faith.
InterVarsity ministers to millennials on college campuses nationwide.
Nearly one out of every 10 students involved with InterVarsity came to faith while they were at college, and there are over 10,000 students involved with InterVarsity who are not yet Christians, but who come to our activities more than 50% of the time.
Pray older believers equip and affirm this generation's efforts. And in countries where IN Network has a strong presence, poverty is the norm. Sponsorship programs are helping provide hope and a future, but it's hard to hear the gospel when your stomach's rumbling. IN Network teams are providing Christmas baskets to those children and their families. Last year, they helped over 2,000. A cup of cold water in Jesus' name with a word fitly spoken, and God does the rest. It starts with you. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs.
So lift up your voice and sing out His praise. It's Christmas. All is the King. Rejoice in the day. It's Christmas. Make a joyful sound. It's Christmas.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you a copy, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.